reading scripture is 1 John chapter 4 verses 11 through 16. 1 John chapter 4 verses 11 through 16. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. By this, we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 10,000 branch churches around the world, as well as in Korea, and those in local sanctuaries, and those who are attending this service through the satellites and the internet, and GCN TV viewers. This chapter 4, verse 11, talks about what we should do since we have received this love. It says, every one of you have received God's love greatly. Now it says, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. The Father sometimes calls us children, or sometimes like beloved, which means it means Father God is showing his utmost degree of love. So when it says beloved, if God so loved us, if God so loved you and me, then you and I also ought to love one another. Since we received great love from Father God, we have to love each other. It's our obligation. However, those who hate others, some hate their husbands or wives, their parents or children, or there are people who hate their brothers or sisters in faith. If you truly know how Father God loved us, then we have to love one another. Not just God's children, but even unbelievers feel moved when they see something of goodness. Also, if they have received help when they were in difficult situations, they would hope to become strength to somebody else. For example, when students in severe poverty continue their studies with financial help and eventually succeed, some of them establish scholarship fund, thinking about the person who helped them. They don't just pay back their benefactor, but they try to help other students who are in need, just like they were helped when they were young. But the love of God given to us is such a great love that cannot be compared with any good deeds of this kind. We cannot pay it back in full, even if we weep day and night, or with any words or any offerings. Since we have received such love, what should we do? We shouldn't just love God first, but also everybody and even our enemies. To love our brothers is the evidence that we have received the love of God. On the contrary, if we don't love others, even though we have received God's love, then we cannot fully enjoy the love of God either. In Lord's Prayer, how does it start? Our Father who is in heaven, right? And then, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors, and do not lead us into temptation. Now, it continues. Now, there is one sentence you have to pay attention. Forgive us our debts as, I mean, Father God, I sinned, please forgive me. But we should not expect forgiveness. Why? As long as you have some ill feelings, or if you have complaints, or if you hate someone, and if you beg for your forgiveness, God will not listen to you. He will not listen. The Lord's Prayer has this sentence. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. This is the sentence that we have to pay attention to. Now, look around. There are so many people who have complaints, ill feelings, hatred against people, and then they yet still say, Father God, please forgive me. Let me stand on the rock of faith. Let me come into spirit. So, even if they pray like this, it goes in vain because Father God doesn't listen. Always, I touch you many times, right? When I touch you, I want you to understand and repent. There are some things that you have to repent before me to receive answer. That's why I touch you so that you can repent. Then you can later, you can pray and then receive answer. Without repentance, you cannot receive answer. So because of those situations, I touch you from time to time. In the Bible, we can find a story of a person who had received great grace, but then showed acts of evilness toward others. A certain slave owed his lord 10,000 talents. You know this parable, right? One talent is amount of 6,000 times greater than the daily wage of a common laborer. It's worth more than 16 years of daily wages. 10,000 talents are 10,000 times more than that. So you have to work every day for 160,000 years to save this amount. So it's not easy to grasp how much it actually is. Since he couldn't pay this debt, his family members were about to be sold as slaves. But his master forgave him the debt. So the Lord, the master, was so man of goodness. Even though the debt was so great, the master forgave him. Now, what kind of life the slave should live? For entire his life, he has to be thankful for the fact that he was forgiven. And he has to resemble the master's goodness. So how moved and grateful he must have been. But this slave, who was forgiven his debt, was returning with joy, and he met with a fellow slave who owed him 100 denarii. One denarius was worth 100 days of daily wages, so it was not a small amount. However, it was very little compared to the debt that had been forgiven him. If he had considered even for a moment the tremendous grace that he received, it was obviously required of him to show mercy to others too. But this slave didn't show compassion. but put his fellow slave in jail until he paid the debt. The master came to know this fact, and he became angry. He annulled the forgiveness of the debts and put the slave in jail until he paid the debt in full. Though this slave said, "Thank you," for the grace that he received, in his heart, he couldn't realize the love of his master. Therefore, he couldn't show love toward others either. Finally, he came to lose the grace that he previously received. Today, in the morning, I met two families. These families were so good. I met two families and I've never met them before, but they are so good. Family of goodness. Wow. Such a family. I mean, they belong to brain churches. I was so thankful to have that kind of members. I was moved during the conversation because I felt their heart of goodness. At the end of the meeting, they have daughters. One of them wants to become a teacher in a kindergarten. So I said, "We are in need of teachers in kindergarten. So please, ask them." I said, "We are training children for spiritual growth, and we are going to build a beautiful kindergarten building. And we will become the number one in the kindergarten in this country. However, we are in need of good teachers. And there are no candidates. There are many students who are majoring education for kindergarten students, but we cannot find proper ones." So I told her to ask for a kindergarten job. And the other family, the wife was persecuted by her husband. She was beaten. She was even had her nose bitten. She was Chinese, Korean Chinese. Now, her husband passed away. And she came with a daughter. And the daughter was a pretty good of goodness too. And the daughter watched her mother beaten. So, so she can speak Chinese and Korean very well. And we are in need of, the Korean Chinese translators and interpreters. So she could become a Levite worker. I usually do not recommend for Levite workers, except a couple. One for GCN and one for, I'm not sure whether I did it. But, I recommended these two. I had a feeling for that. Because we are in need of Chinese translators and we are in need of teachers in kindergarten. So I was moved by those, good people. So anyway, what I'm saying is, whenever I meet those people of goodness, my heart is moved. It's really difficult to find people of goodness. So whenever I see such people, I feel so good. It is the same with our Father God. Whenever He finds people of goodness, He is pleased and He feels happy. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the next verse, verse 12 says, "No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us."
이루느니라 했습니다.
As explained in the previous verse, those who fully realize the love of God will not only love God, but also show the love that He has received to others as well. You received God's love. You came to know who Father God is, who our Lord is, and what kind of love our Father God showed to us. Once you realize it, then you can give that love to others, and you have to. When we keep showing true love, we will also bear in us the fruit of God's love, who has given us the life of His only begotten Son. Which means we resemble God, who is love itself, and change into His true children who are sanctified. I said in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments." The original meaning of all commandments is love. So, if you find one love out of the Bible, it is love. Love, faith, and hope. If you combine all commandments from the Bible, that it becomes 10 commandments. Okay? For example, among the 10 commandments, God tells us not to worship idols and not to call on the name of God in vain. And they are not given to cause us difficulties. To young people, I tell you things to make your life, you know, difficult, right? You know, after work, you want to go home and watching TV and having beautiful conversation. But I want you to stop watching TV, right? Is it difficult? No? Students. Well, this is love. Your parents, when they truly love you, they will stop. They will stop you from watching TV. Otherwise, it is fleshly love. But I'm showing you spiritual love, not fleshly love. By all means, I try to lead you to heaven and good heavens, try to help you not committing sin. So even if you hate it, I cannot help it. I have to. Even if you do not like me, I gotta do this. Even if male members do not like me, I gotta do that. Why? Because this is love. By all means, I have to save even just one more soul not to fall to hell. But I have to lead that soul to heaven. So in the beginning, it was difficult, but as time goes by, now male members understand me now. Now you realize my love. So you no longer hate me, even if I say this. Now you understand why I'm saying, you know, do not watch TV. Now students, women members, you want to watch TV. You want to watch, you know, those, you know, soap operas on TV while washing dishes or setting table. But those, you know, soap opera makes your life, you know, because of that, do you hate me? No? Do you like me? Saying it? Don't you say just... Don't you like it? Well, since you are not married, you don't... you have no idea what I'm saying, right? Well, this is love. I love you. If I don't, I don't want to like you, I don't want to make your life difficult. You know, I want to let you enjoy your life watching TV or go to movies on holidays, or, you know, go out, dine out with your family and enjoy your life. I want to tell you, I want to say like that in a fleshly sense. However, I cannot tolerate that because it is far from salvation. I should not tell you that. By all means, as I promised before, I want you dragged to heaven and to New Jerusalem. And I have to keep that. So I have to tell you that. So, even though I paid like, you know, I am helping, you know, producing the 3D, you know, movie of New Jerusalem and the Shepherd's Castle. So that, you know, you can have the hope for heaven in New Jerusalem and you can manage your believing life without any difficulties. This is love. If not, there is no reason for me to, you know, spend that much money to show that kind of, you know, movie. You know, am I boasting off to produce that movie? Father God is also showing that kind of love to us all the time. He refines us. He allows us to win, you know, difficulties. If you don't keep the Lord's Day holy, if you don't give tithe, but if Father God doesn't do anything, then you will be far away from salvation later on. So that's not love. Since Father God loves you, He punishes you. Father God lets you experience in a car accident. However, since Father God loves you, so that, you know, you will not be injured, but you can realize that, aha, I did something wrong. So Father God does not make your life miserable. Since Father God loves us, He shows us the token of love. Without it, you will go astray. And you will do everything as you see fit. Then eventually you will go to hell. If we love and respect God, we will naturally distance ourselves from such sins. You will. Such a true loving husband will never commit adultery against his wife, and such children will never dishonor their parents or use their names in vain. Between husband and wife, there is no husband and wife who married without love. Since they loved, they got married.
Right.
In the past, I'm not sure about the people and other foreign people. Some of them say, without you, I cannot survive. If you betray me, I will commit suicide. I will go to Han River and fall down. I'll commit suicide. Well, we use that kind of expression. There are many, I know, sky rapes, and they can jump from there. But we in the past, we usually say we go to the Han River Bridge. Then, if they truly loved each other, they should swear not to do it again. But if not, it's useless even if they say that, if they didn't love each other. Then, they have to wake up. Even though I loved him, he lied to me. He didn't love me. Or, his love changed. He doesn't love me anymore. He will betray me, or she will betray me. Okay, now I have to wake up. If you're smart, then you will break up. However, I will go to Han River and jump. Okay. then there is no love. Now, what is the reason you have to live together with that kind of man or woman? It is better to break up. We have such couples in the church. They went out together. And they said, you know, let's break up for the kingdom of God. You know, they even, you know, fasted to break up. But the lady, the girl, wanted to marry him. Even though the boy wanted to break up, but, you know, she wanted to love and marry. She is so full. The boy already decided to break up. And, but it's not betraying, but he break up to work for Father God's kingdom. He said so and he broke up. So she must be thankful. Wow. My boy was the right one. He, you know, committed himself for the Father God's kingdom. Father, help him. If she truly loved him, you know, she must have said so, right? But if she makes his life, you know, miserable or difficult, then it's not love, right? I'm telling you many types of, you know, true love, right? Now, you know, husband and wife, you know, they always say, you know, they love each other before they got married. You know, husband do many things to look good to their wives, or vice versa, right? They obey, and they say, you know, I don't like your hairstyle. They go right away, change their hairstyle. Especially ladies, right? To look good to their boyfriends. Why? Because they love, because she loves him.
Hmm.
What about boyfriend? If she says, well, darling, you will look much better this way, even if the boy doesn't like it, you know, he will change his style. Because he loves her. So they got married like this. But later on, what happens? The husband cheated on her, on his wife, and had an affair with another woman. And the wife does the same. The wife, you know, does adultery and has an affair with another man. We cannot call it love. It's betrayal, right? So if you love, husband and wife should not betray each other. That is love. But if you betray or deceive, then you will eventually find yourself in hell. And it is foolish, isn't it? Especially in this church, where Father God is manifesting His power to show He is alive. And you can see, it is clear that he will be very angry at you. So our female members, you should not commit adultery against your husband. Male members, you should not commit adultery against your wife. Right? You shouldn't do that, right? No. Don't do it. Our church members are changing so quickly. Even those who didn't look to be able to change. I thought to myself, well, how long the husband and wife last? But now they become very close to each other. They love each other. We have such in husband and wife quite a lot. In the past, you know, they always argued, they, you know, they're beaten all the time, and they always, you know, demand for, you know, divorce. Now they changed. They become very close to each other. Now, you are riding on the right spiritual flow. You try so hard to stand on the rock of faith. That's why you changed your heart into goodness and love. Once you come into spirit then, you know what? You'll change greatly. Those who are people of goodness, they will never break their spouse's hearts. And, you know, because husband will love only their wives, and wives will love only their husbands. My husband is the best. My wife is the best. Whoop, they are close like this. Now, the birds, you know, you will be so happy if you know that your husband or wife, you know, loves you so much, right? Those who are born to such a husband and wife love that, I mean, they learn that love, and they grew up to become like their parents. So such children will never dishonor their parents. And parents who have such children, well, of course, you know, they raise the children well. If their children are not like this, then they are miserable. Either side should change. Child should change first, or the parents should change first, so that, you know, they can love each other. How good it will be then. Likewise, for such people, there is no reason for them to worship false gods or idols, for they revere God. Especially, they will never call on the name of the God, whom they respect and value so much, in vain. Since they know love of Father God, since they respect God, they will not worship idols or false gods, right? They should love Father God foremost of all. If they worship false gods or idols, or if they love, you know, a TV better than Father God, the TV becomes their idols, right? Or money becomes their idol. They don't keep the Lord's Day over money, right? And they don't give tithe. The tithe belongs to God. One-tenth of your income belongs to Father God. But you don't give that one-tenth of your income. That's why you are in, you know, difficulties or disasters all the time. You have to listen to the word of God. You know, since it belongs to Father God, you give what belongs to Father God, then you will not face any disasters. But you are so greedy. Even though Father God gave you, you know, nine-tenths, you know, you don't give one-tenth of your income and you see, you know, disasters. If you keep Father God's commandments, like if you keep the Lord's Day holy and if you give full tithe, then you will not have any kind of, you know, difficulties like this. But even if I tell you this over and over again, you don't believe me. So you don't keep them. You have to completely trust what I say, because what I say is always truth. Since you don't believe it, so you don't believe me, you don't keep the Lord's Day holy, you don't give full tithe. It must be full tithe. After I knew that I have to give one-tenth, I have given usually two-tenths. If I think I failed to give two-tenths, I started to give two-tenths because, you know, I may miscalculate and I may fail to give, you know, one-tenth. So I usually give, you know, two-tenths. Once the financial blessing comes in, then there are many things that I want to do. Father God said, if you want, ask, then I will give you. Well, that's what he has done for me. But he still says, ask, and I will give. All those offerings, like thanks offerings, construction offerings, and seasons offerings, all the kinds of offerings, I'll give you 100 times over. Even though Father God has given me so much, he says he will give me 100 times. It means we have very strong trust relationship. That's why Father God says he will give me another in 100 times. The same goes for commandments about our neighbors too. To those whom we love, we naturally would not want to do anything evil. We would not commit such evil acts as murder, hatred, envy, jealousy, judgment, condemnation, stealing, and so on. So if you truly love your neighbor, you will not break peace with your neighbor. My residence, the neighbors were so evil. Well, it was famous for that. Well, there were so many, you know, evil people. And then they were so evil. And they were the old men, you know, who are yelling all the time and screaming ladies. When, you know, our members, you know, walk up the hill to come to my residence, because of this reason and because of that reason, they yelled at us. But now, they have great intimate friendship with us. So, that screaming lady is so famous. Once she yells out, you know, whole neighbors got become quiet. Now, she loves our residents so much. So, even if our members come up with the high heel sound, they say nothing because that lady, screaming lady, will say something if someone complains. And that, you know, the old lady, I mean, old man, who are complaining all the time. You know, he comes to my residence to drink a cup of coffee. Since we make peace with our neighbors, you know, it's always good. We are loved by our neighbors and we give love to them. How good it is. And it's like heaven if we keep peace like this. You know, when something comes up, you know, we try to help each other. So you will not commit any evil acts. So if we love God and love our neighbors as ourselves, how easy it would be for us to keep the commandments. So it is not difficult at all to keep the commandments. Hatred, jealousy, judgment, and condemnation, you will not do that. You will not steal. You will not hate. Since you hate your brothers, it is a murderer, right? Brothers and sisters, the same principle applies to mercy, grace, and love as well. If we understand the magnitude of grace of being forgiven of our sins, we can also forgive iniquities of others too. If we understand the greatness of love that we received, we will also love others. I hope that you will imprint the love of God given to us deep in your heart. In doing so, I hope that you will love God first above all and love your neighbors as you love yourself. Someone gave me this testimony. You know, the husband persecutes his wife. Did your senior pastor teach you like that? Your senior pastor taught you to serve your husband well. When did I teach you like that? I never taught you like that. I didn't teach you to make your wife life miserable, okay? then wife should say, Senior Pastor, you know, taught you to love your wife as if she is your own body. So you have to say, you know, I'm sorry. I'll make my effort to love you. I mean, you have to tell it right. If you want to mention my name, you have to, you know, exert my teaching correctly. Okay? You should not skip some parts for your benefit. I didn't teach you to be served. I taught you to serve others as well. So from time to time, you have to go to, you know, the kitchen and serve, you know, dishwashers. Sometimes you have to cook for your wife. How wonderful it is if you help your wife like this. You know, I work out. You know, I work so hard outside. So I can. It's your job to cook for me. You know, I do all the chores and I'm so tired. Why don't you cook for me? No, I serve you all the time with those, you know, cooking and chores and raising children. You know what? Husbands and wives are all busy. You have to consider other situation. But, you know, husbands got usually are stronger, right? Then God will recognize you as His true sons and beloved daughters, and He will let you experience His love more deeply in His grace. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may realize this width, length, height, and depth of His love, so that you can cultivate perfect love in you. Now verse 13 says, by this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who testifies that God abides in us. Romans 8:16 says, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God. If you can testify like this, which it means Father God moves your heart. I mean, the Holy Spirit moves your heart and inspires your heart. So the Holy Spirit helps you to become true child of God. And the Holy Spirit works so hard to make your heart a sincere heart. Then you can become Father God's true son or daughter. And you can receive Father God's love. The enemy, devil, and Satan cannot tempt you. Until you have this sincere heart, the Holy Spirit works on you constantly. If you don't pray, you feel troubled in your heart. You gotta pray. You gotta pray. Holy Spirit tells you. But if you don't obey, the Holy Spirit turns His face away from you. You believe in the invisible God and profess that He is your Father. When you are novice believers, you can listen to Father God's voice in your heart. There are novice believers who can listen to His voice like that. Some say, I heard Father God's voice. Dambi Sister Dambi, she heard in God's voice three times when she was in middle school, prepare yourself. And in her high school years, she heard the voice again, it's time, God said. And so anyway, I cannot remember exactly. She heard Father God's voice three times like this. And she is very small, but in my heart, you know, I am drawn to her. So I have to give it a deep thought. She is very small, but as I think of her heart, and as I ask my heart, no, she can become a servant of God. Soon, she told me that she heard God's voice three times. It's now time. Prepare yourself. So, I looked around her. Then I realized that she is so good. She is faithful to her given duties. And she makes peace with everybody. So she has good things. She is a member of a power worship team. And she does everything faithfully. So that's why Father God called her as His servant. You never saw Jesus who came to this earth 2,000 years ago. But you can say from the depths of your heart that Jesus Christ is your Savior because the Holy Spirit is in your heart. Have you received a gift from Father God? Have you? Well, if you have, raise your hand. Put it down. If you haven't received a gift, it means you didn't receive the Holy Spirit. Didn't you receive it? Father God gives you Holy Spirit as a gift. So if you receive the Holy Spirit, it means you receive the gift from Father God. It is number one gift. You didn't raise your hand. So it is so easy, right? But if I ask you this question, then you can understand what I'm saying. Now, when I say, then you have to say, man, right? Aha, the first gift is the Holy Spirit, aha. You got to understand it. You have to show that kind of close intimacy. To do that, you have to pray. So those who have not received the Holy Spirit cannot make such a profession. I'm a son or daughter of God. You cannot say that. Why? Because whenever you want to say that, you feel some ashamed. The Holy Spirit in us testifies about God and the Lord so that we can believe. The Holy Spirit helps you to believe in the Word of God, heaven and hell, and that Jesus is our Savior, and the Father God is the Creator, and He is the Father of our spirits. Holy Spirit does this job to believe all these things. Also, when we live by the Word of God, or when we keep the commandments and love the brother or sister, we feel peace and joy. So as you live by the Word of God, then you have peace and joy in your heart. But there is no peace and joy in your heart. It means your heart is sick. If you are in this situation, if you lost your joy or peace, then you have to diagnose your heart. And what kind of sickness of heart you may have. And make it right. You have to fix it. And you have to repent after you know the cause, and you have to pray fervently, then you can receive, you can recover the fullness back. The longer, the worse. So that's why we need the parish pastors. Now those parish pastors should diagnose those in the sick hearts of the members and fix them so that you can soon recover the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Now that's the job of the good in the parish pastors or guidance pastors or group leaders, district leaders, cell leaders. So we feel peace and joy when we keep His commandments. So you gotta know the reason. Someone used to feel joy and peace all the time. But, you know, he came to me with the disease of depression. The entire family came. But nobody said, you know, he got a depression. So I had to, I myself have to you know, diagnose that the disease. So we will feel the fullness of the Holy Spirit when we have in peace and joy. This fullness of the Spirit is the evidence that we are abiding in God. So when you have peace and joy, or when you lost this joy and peace, it means the Holy Spirit does not, you don't abide in God, and the Holy Spirit does not rejoice. There is something that you did which doesn't please the Holy Spirit. Since the Holy Spirit, you know, worries, you know, He makes you feel troubled in your heart, so that you can repent later on. This is the love of Father God. Otherwise, you know, your heart will be hardened and you will be tempted later on and you will go astray. Dear brothers and sisters, God is originally one being, but He separated Himself into the Trinity. It's because there were some parts that the Son and the Holy Spirit had to play during the course of human cultivation. The Holy Son should take the role of the Savior, and the Holy Spirit, after the Lord ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit should take care of the rest in the era of the Holy Spirit. Until the Lord comes back, the Holy Spirit should at work. Before the 7-year tribulation begins, once the Holy Spirit begins, the Holy Spirit will be withdrawn. And then once the Holy Spirit is withdrawn, you cannot die as a martyr because the Holy Spirit is not there anymore. So they have their own roles. Jesus Christ has a role of a Savior. But they are one though. Holy Spirit. There is only one Holy Spirit. And there is only one Son. Who is the Christ? Who is the Savior? There is only one Son. So their roles are different. To redeem the sin-stained mankind, Jesus had to become their Savior. It was in Father God's great project. And all these plans were in there. And Lucifer's revolt. And later on, the Lord will come and redeem the sinner's sin. And 2000, and then the Holy Spirit will come and help the children. And in the end, the Lord comes back. Otherwise, in the end time, it is very important to conclude the human cultivation. So the original entity of the Holy Spirit should come. And the Holy Spirit, as a spirit, cannot make thousands of people to stand on the rock of faith or to come into spirit. Well, I myself, when I obeyed 100%, I came to a spirit and the Holy Spirit by myself. But it is rare on this earth. There's like 7.2 billion people, right? But there is none who came into spirit and the Holy Spirit by themselves. Even the Holy Spirit helps, it's impossible. The Holy Spirit should point sin all the time. Because since the whole world is full of sin and evil, and the people eat sin and evil, so they cannot stand on the rock of faith by themselves. So the Holy Spirit should come down and work. It was because the Holy Spirit of the Holy God could abide in us only after Jesus redeemed us from sins. We can truly believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior and God is our Father only after the Holy Spirit comes to us. The Holy Spirit lets us realize the love of the Father God and lets us believe in the spiritual realm. To let us discern between sin and righteousness, to let us realize that we will be judged for what we've done, and to give us the strength to live by the Word, these are all works of the Holy Spirit. It is also the work of the Holy Spirit to help us to not just know the truth, but also to apply it to ourselves and actually change our hearts. So, through the original voice, it helps people to change people's hearts. It is the work of the Holy Spirit too. For example, there are a lot of untruths in the conversation of the unbelievers. Even young children, they start their conversation with, harsh language and end their conversation with harsh language. They frequently speak foul language and they talk about obscene things and brag about themselves. Young people and students, you shouldn't do this. You should not use this foul language and obscene things. The students of Mamin, you don't come to church to make boy or girlfriend. It is a holy place. It is a holy place of God. You have to listen to the word of God. You have to pray. You have to sing praises to purify your heart, to have faith, to receive salvation, to go to heaven. So you have to become holy by the word of God and prayer. But you come to church to find a girlfriend or boyfriend? You stopped it already. On June 6th, which was a holiday, young people went to evangelization trip. They went to Han River or they went to some other place. But male members and female members, they were separated. Like a Canaan missions. The males and the females were separated to evangelize people. So I asked, did you have fun? Were you happy? And they said they were. They got mixed before, but now this time, males and females are separated. Well, we had fun a lot better. Now, in the past, we liked that better, but this time, now, we don't like that anymore. So, the male members and female members do it separately. So, I said, you are changed greatly. You should not talk about obscene things and brag about themselves. They gossip, pass judgment and condemnations, and they easily slander others for their appearances or behaviors. But those fleshly people who have not received the Holy Spirit do not even realize that they are speaking untruths. The people of untruth, even though they speak, they tell lies, they don't realize they are telling lies. Some wrote me a false letters, which has nothing to do with me. They wrote down lies, but they don't realize they are lying. They said that they love me. But after receiving the Holy Spirit, they change. They realize that it is not the will of God to speak such evil things, so they change their language first. And those who used to speak foul language, stop it. They stop judging and condemning, gossiping, slandering, and lying. They don't just stop doing those things, but they also cast away such untruths from their hearts. Sometimes they might speak some untruthful things because they haven't cast away flesh yet. In this kind of situation, they feel the groaning of the Holy Spirit. In the morning, the family that I met, they were looking for good shepherd. They were looking for the truth. And somehow, by their husbands, they read the Spirit, Soul, and Body. They read my book, Spirit, Soul, and Body, and they received much grace. The wife received much grace. So she searched the internet, and she found me, and she started to listen to my messages, and she received grace, and she changed, and she feels joy and peace. She now realizes it is heaven. She has never heard this kind of truth, this kind of messages. Nobody told her to cast away sin. But those messages that I delivered, you know, tell her to cast off all sins. So since they have heart of goodness, when they listen to goodness, they feel happy. Unlike evil people. Those people of goodness feel happy when they hear this kind of goodness. So they can easily change. And their children too. The entire family were people of goodness. So soon, the whole family were healed of their diseases. In this kind of situation, they feel the groaning of the Holy Spirit. They feel heavy and afflicted in their hearts. So they make up their mind once again, thinking, I shouldn't have said that. I should be more watchful. I will keep my mouth holy. They pray hard and change. Let me give you another example. Even if they hear, do not speak your own benefit but that of others, love your enemy, it is difficult for them to practice such words unless they have received the Holy Spirit. They feel it is right for them to hate their enemies, and they find it hard to seek the benefit of others because they think they will suffer loss. Those fleshly people who do not receive the Holy Spirit, they cannot understand the truth even if they hear it, because it is not in accordance with their thought. I talked about the man by the name of Jong Mong-ju, right? Was called as a faithful servant in Goryeo Dynasty. He was a faithful one. But by what standard? Men of truth should have the correct definition of faithful, loyal servant. I learned he was faithful and he was loyal to his king. So even though he was assassined, he kept his loyalty. So there were in the poem that, you know, he made up, even if he dies 100 times, you know, he will keep his loyalty, right? But there was programming about that dynasty. He had a very close friend by the name of Jung Do-jeon. But Jung Mong-ju, the faithful servant that I talked, and he wanted to kill his friend, in the Jong Do Jun. They were the good friends for decades. Now, you know, Jong Do Jun saved in the Jong Mong Ju many times. When people criticized Jong Mong Jun, Jong Do Jun saved Jong Mong Jun. But Jong Mong Jun wanted to kill Jong Do Jun. Why? Because he found he was not. Even though they were good friends, only because his friend was a child of a concubine, he tried to kill him. And he even tortured his friend so severely. But Jong Do Jun said, "I'm not a child of concubine." But it was in vain. So when I watched that, how could he become such, known as a faithful servant? Jong Do Jun asked General Lee Seung Ge to come up with the dynastic revolution. The whole country, the whole government was corrupted. So it was better to start all over again. History tells us, when a dynasty, went wrong, the people corrupted, then someone should come up and do a revolt or start a new dynasty again. So that's why our history continued like that. Silla dynasty lasted like 1,000 years, but that dynasty was corrupted after they had a few queens, and they were sexually corrupted, and their foundation was also corrupted. So there was a revolt or coup, and then a new dynasty began, right? So back then, in Goryeo dynasty, at the end of Goryeo dynasty, Jong Do Jun, at the end of Goryeo dynasty, people doubted whether the king was the legitimate child of a real king, from the former king. The people doubted it because, the people doubted that the queen of the former king had an affair with another man, and then the current king became the came to be in reign, and then the people doubted he was not the real son of the former king. That kind of situation went on at the end of the Goryeo dynasty. And then there was a dynastic revolution. There were people who thought about that. And Jong Do Jun was one of them. So people were suffering. They were dying of hunger. So there were people who thought of the dynastic revolution. Jong Do Jun thought it is necessary, but Jong Mong Jun thought he thought it is better to keep the dynasty and change the world. So which choice is right to make people's lives better? I think this should be the standard. To save the country, to save people, what should we do? That must be the standard. So Jung Mong-jun tortured his friend. So I thought to myself, in the past, Jung Mong-jun was one of the men, one of the people that I respected. Actually, it is the truth. It's not a fiction. I used to respect him in the past, but you know what? My heart changed a little bit. King Sejong is the only one so far that I can respect. Yi Yulgok, Shin Saimdang, well, they are among the people that I can respect. But the Holy Spirit continually teaches us. He speaks to us saying, son or daughter, the thing that you just did is not a behavior of somebody who loves God. It is to seek your benefit. So seek others' benefit first. Sacrifice yourself, yield, and humble yourself. If we follow this guidance of the Holy Spirit and practice the truth, it means we abide in God. Those who abide in God will eventually bear the fruit of Spirit and Holy Spirit and be worthy of being God's children. I hope that you will also follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit in everything and practice the truth. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may abide in God and God will abide in you. When God abides in you and you in God, then you become one with God. And you are bound with the truth. Then Father God's love, mercy, trust is over you, is on you. So everyone can enjoy this. You can become one with Father God. Father God is light. If you become light, then you become united with God. If you're darkness, then you cannot become one with Father God. You have to live your life to become united with Father God. If you do, if you can make it, it is a blessing. Things go well prosperously, even the impossible become possible. You will receive blessing when you come in, when you go out. You will lend but not borrow. I lend it, but I've never borrowed. In whatever difficult situation I was in, I didn't borrow, even from my own brothers, even from my own siblings. Even from my parents, I've never asked for money, even for pocket money, even from my parents. After I learned the truth, I thought to myself, was it a good thing not ask for pocket money? I realized that, I didn't want to give difficulties to my parents. That was my heart. My parents worked so hard in the field. And they worked so hard to save money, to raise the children. My mother had to go to the market and sell it and buy the boat necessities for their children. They worked so hard, and I watched them. Well, my family were quite, were not poor. Was second or third wealthiest in my town. However, they even worked so hard. So we can easily, imagine how, the poor life other people lived. Since I watched them working so hard, all I have to do is just, save. Not demanding. That was to help my parents. So that's why I never asked for my pocket money. Even if I was in need, I've never asked them to give. Even though I was beaten in school, the tuition, right? Or the some extra fee. Every month we paid. And I was bitten and I was warned by my teacher. You know, I didn't give. And the teacher asked me to bring my mother in. But I didn't tell my mother to come in. Then I was beaten with rod. Then my mom realized it. What happened to me? Then she gave it to me right away. Once she, because she always had it ready, because she knew my characteristic. So whenever I asked, she gave me right away. I didn't want to make my mother suffer. So I think I had the goodness when I was a kid. My dear brothers and sisters, let's feel the love of Father God, the height of His love, the width of His love. We cannot measure such great love. Well, let's feel it. Now, let's feel it greatly. And so, let ourselves smudged in the love of God, that we can feel the comfy, how comfy it is, His love. Only me, right? Let us pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father God, thank you. Let this message we heard become life and faith in us. Let us understand the depths of Father God's heart and your love. Father, let us not dishonor you, but let us please you all the time. Help us. Father, let us have trustful relationship. Let us be united with faith, and let us love you, respect you. Then, we now know what kind of life we should live. Thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Father God, lay your hands on these people. Let them receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Let them be healthy both in spirit and body. Pastor John Kim of India, bless him for his foreigner's residence registration to be extended quickly and prosperously. Bless Zhang Wei to be healed of neuralgia. Bless Ryu Ai Chun so that in his company's case related with environmental pollution can be resolved prosperously. Bless Cha O Cheng to get the entrance visa to Korea. Father, thank you. Let them be healthy both in both spirit and body. Let their intestines become healthy. Let their skin diseases go away. Last stages of cancer go away, leukemia go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, may the light come. High blood pressure, diabetes go away, all kinds of diseases and germs and bacteria, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, and be cleansed, may the light come. Father God, thank you. Protect us for this week. Three sons in other country, protect them and give them peace in their mind. Let them endure these days and wait. Your providence will be accomplished. Let them endure with joy and overcome this situation. Father God, let them receive answer and come back quickly. Bless them. All the enemy, devil, and Satan go away. May the light come. All schemes, evil scheme go away. Evil natures go away. Open your heart and find the three sons. Let them negotiate well. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.